가슴 급해 꺼내 찾으러
97, please. And we'll cite the short mandala offering at the bottom of the page. Sa, sa, shi, 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 shi,
I think this bed is dying.
Oh. I've got one right here. Here's one.
Can you, oh yeah, so 5 minutes introduction to each other, 5 minutes. So first I want to introduce Tendrila here. So some of you already know Tendrila from Kadamba Center. And last, I think, 3 years teaching in one of the FMD center in Florida. Been teaching there. So short visit, 1 week. So welcome, Tendrila. So maybe 5 minute introduction, okay. 5 minute introductions. How you say? No introduction. How you say? Introduce
yourself.
Oh, no introduction. So the 5 minute introduction. How you? That's how you say? 5 minutes introduce? Huh? 5 minutes to introduce yourself to each other. Please take 5 minutes to introduce yourself. Kondo. Piece of paper. Small piece. Tomorrow is not going to work. Late afternoon, for it may work, but it's not good enough. New home number.
Landline.
Share with the old Shukila,
okay.
Hamula.
I will share with you. Okay. Yeah. Thank you,
Jesus. I don't have any contact information for your friend in Dharamsala. I just checked my email from you, and you said you were going to send.
Oh, I did not send?
No, I did. I don't have any means to contact.
Oh, I thought I sent it to you, no?
No, you probably sent it.
Oh, no, I sent it to them, right?
Yeah,
I sent it to them.
And I have no contact.
But I already talked, they are more than happy.
Oh, that's nice.
So they already have your name and email.
Oh, they do.
Maybe I'll send it to you now.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Uh,
I think the translation is not the one, that text that I'm using, but I did check. First I thought that's the translation, so, but that's not translation, sorry. That's not translation. So now you need to listen to, with my boggy English, then you can translate. I think this is not translation. it's a very short one. Short text, I think only 2 pages. Been thinking long, long time now to maybe to explain this text here at the center. Could be translated in English, but you know, usually Chukila is the one who found, you find, if we need some translations. So then I look at the Donasi brought this, and I look at a little bit, second stanza looks similar, but when I read, it's not the same text. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So, this text composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. Lama Tsongkhapa. So, you know, probably you may already heard Tibetan Buddhism, there's four major sects. Gelugpa, Nyingma, Sakya, Kagyu. So, all the FM dissenters follow Gelugpa traditions, which is founded by Lama Tsongkhapa. Sometimes you heard, like, you know, old Kadampa tradition, new Kadampa tradition. Usually new Kadampa tradition is founded by Lama Tsongkhapa. Old Kadampa tradition is founded by Lama Atisha for the sake of knowledge, for the sake of knowledge. This Lama Atisha was Indian, and he's the one who wrote the first Lamrim text. This level, that's called Lamrim. Of course, all the subjects have been already been explained by Shakyamuni Buddha, but first time the Lama Adisha level, that short text called Lamrim. So then the word Lamrim started from there. So the all Kadampa traditions. So then Lama Tsongkhapa, then from there, new Kadampa traditions. You know, so this, generally speaking, that's how you define old new. So, new Kadampa tradition, which is founded by Lama Tsongkhapa for the sake of knowledge. So, probably Lama Tsongkhapa, now probably 62 years ago, Lama Tsongkhapa was born in eastern part of Tibet called Amdo, same birthplace of His Holiness Dalai Lama, same birthplace called Amdo regions. So, this text probably like written around 610 or 620, you know. Lama Tsongkhapa was born 662 years ago, so this text has been published in 610 or somewhere there. So then, you know, this is called Lo Jong. Lo literally means mind. Jong means train. Train or tame. Lo Jong. So now the question is, why this Lo Jong teaching is so important? Because it's very important. Otherwise, you know, all our spiritual practice or meditations, recitations, recitation of mantra, reciting prayer, all of that become like some other texts said that our spiritual practice, you know, like including reciting mantra, saying prayer, meditations, doing that many different form of practice, spiritual practice that one can do. So all this practice become similar like image of the candlelight on the wall. If somebody painted like butter lamp or candles with the flames, it looks like candle, but it doesn't have any heat. So that's what one Lama suggests. That's why the Lo Jong teaching is very important. Otherwise, you know, so then our spiritual practice become like the image of the lamp In Tibetan, when it's a butter lamp, that means, you know, the butter, wax, then there's light, you know, there's like fire. So it has heat. But when you paint it on wall, it looks like, but there's no heat. So that means it doesn't become very effective. So when you combine with the Lojong teachings or teachings, then the practice, if we apply, then we practice that. So then that image becomes the real butter lamp. Then it has heat, it has ability to dispel the darkness, all of that, for the sake of knowledge. Okay, that's why Lojong is important. Okay. So now, first we will get the title right. That's important. And if you want to translate it, Jamgyon Lama Tsongkhapa, Jamgyon Lama Tsongkhapa, that's the title of Lama Tsongkhapa. Tsongkhapa Chenpo, no great Lama Tsongkhapa. Zepe means compose. Lojong, mind-tending text. Nyinga, poetry. Poetry. I say poetry sometimes. Poetry. Oh, yeah. So you know what it means. That's lo nyinga, that means no. See, yeah, probably in the Western you have a lot of how is it? Poem? Poem. Yeah, you have a lot of people do write poems. For example, in Tibetan poem like but you know I have no knowledge about Tibetan grammar. I'm terrible in Tibetan grammar and poet, you know, of course poet is out of my brain. But some people they can write beautifully. But I never focused. When I was in monastery, I focused, spent all my energy in the philosophical texts. And that's why, you know, spelling, grammar, poet. Well, go like that. But I do remember a few words. I do remember. Kind of like it's happened between son and the father, because son and father was very renowned poet, renowned poet, and probably son probably get a little bit jealous. So then sometimes the father told son, pointing something out of the window, for example, like yellow flower, rose, and maybe some flowers. One day father pointed the flowers. San Yu Qi method. San Yu means like secret, external world. That's how he said it. He's talking of flower, but that's how he started. Secret outside world. San Yu Qi method. The yellow flower outside the sacred external world, yellow flowers. Cheche lung yue kapshi dos. When it's moved by breeze or wind, cheche lung yue kapshi dos. Shazre kembe michi chun yam dos. People thought, oh, there's someone there wearing a yellow hat. That people kind of feel when the flowers been moved by wind, then his father saying to son, the people feel that somebody's like moving with wearing yellow hat. Actually it's not hat, the flower. Then whomever talk about that flowers and people get kind of like pride, you know, kind of like feel great. That's why he said to his son. Then the son could not hold back, so the son has to say something, challenge his father, and he said, you are my precious jewel, my precious heart jewel, listen to me. That's what he said to father. You precious, my heart jewel, listen to me. And the father, you know, the father has one eye has problems, could not see well, maybe Only, there's only one eye can see, other eye cannot see. The son said, "Oh, my precious heart jewel, listen to me, pay attention to me. When I look at your eyes, that's exactly what you're going to see." Something like that, you know, like flower, then like seeing the flower as a person wearing a yellow hat. So kind of like, it's like that answer is kind of, response is kind of negative. He's kind of saying out of jealousy, you know, jealousy. So I'm not sure whether that makes sense or not, so it already wasted 5 minutes. Just like kind of like poet also. And people who knows poet, even in Tibetan, so they could just talk about this frog, and they have the way they express, where they talk about the frog, so they all make kind of like stories, you know, beautiful stories. It's all about frog. So we just say, "Oh, look at this frog." It's not like they come with all this poet. Oh, yeah. Nyinga, that's why nyinga, da jian, da, sound. Jian means ornament. Ornament, like now, da jian is ornament of sound, refers to probably poet. Poet, lojong, that's maintaining teachings. So now when you put it together, I'm not sure, like, mind, like the, it's like written in poetry way. It's written in poetry way. It's written in poetry way. That's composed by, okay, that's the title. Lojong Nyinga Daje, so mind training teaching. How you say it? Now, how you say it in English in one sentence? Mind training teachings. Sound of ornament, ornament refers to the poet. So now, your responsibility to put it together, to make it sound nice. It already sound nice in Tibetan, but no, nobody understands. Huh?
Mind training like rays of the sun?
No, there's no sun. So like, ornament of sound, sound.
An ornament of sound.
Sorry, sound. Yeah, no sound, sound. Yeah, sound. So probably ornament refers to the poet. Poet. Nyanga, you know, Daje. Nyanga Daje is written in poetry way. Person. Yeah. Is that the same thing? So here in America, everything is organized. In Tibetan, everything is unorganized. There's no standard number. There's no standard number. They never put a standard number. Standard number has only come when this Buddha Dharma came to America. They get more organized. They have numbers. In Tibet, there's no number, so you just read, there's no number. You start, what is standard number? You have to count 1, 2, 3, 4, one standard, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's two standards you have to count. There's no number. Yeah, we have many numbers, but it's not like we never put, you know, Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. Now it's all standard numbers. In Tibetan, there's no standard numbers. There's no standard numbers. So, so just to warn you, next time when you read Tibetan text, don't expect to see the number. There's no number. So it's all like, you know. So then it takes time, so then you stanza, there's four lines, become one stanza, so then you need to count. So this is, I don't think, maybe you can look at, there could be the translation, but when I read it, doesn't sound like, and the title, 27, they should, title is like what I explained, title, okay. Lojo Nyanga Daje, mind in the text, written in poetry. Or it says sound of ornament, sound of ornament. So then, you know, this is very typical. You know, every Tibetan text begins with homage. Homage? It's not like, I'm not sure, the Western books, when you write a book, What do you write? The first thing, what do you write? I'm not sure. What do you write?
Dedication.
That means dedication means like. Yeah, so anyway, so this is a very typical way of writing a book in Tibet, in Tibetan traditions. First you write homage, you begin with homage. You never know, there could be obstacles, you may never able to finish the book. So therefore, right from the beginning, so you pay homage to complete the books. If there are any obstacles, then you pay homage to, Here, the Namu Guru Manzu Gosha, so Manzu Gosha, Manzu Gosha, that's like Manjushri, called down there, Manjushri, so the one there whose souls the symbolize the wisdom, enlightened wisdom. Namu is like prostrations, the Sanskrit word, written in Tibetan. Guru, that's the one's own. Spiritual master or lama, Manzu Gosha, Manjushri is the Lama Tsongkhapa received teaching directly from Manjushris all the time. So Manjushri is Lama Tsongkhapa's, you know, guru. So then Lama Tsongkhapa pay homage to Manjushri before he writes text. Oh, Namo Guru Manzu Gosha, yes, okay. Jawa Sedam, Chela Chalfelo. So then after that, homage to all the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas. Homage to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Also, the Tibetan kings make a rules in Tibet, back in Tibet, you know, a long time ago. Whoever writes the books, that's how you should start. That's how you start books. So when people they look at the title, homage, they can figure it out what is the subject is going to be, what is the subject, main subject of the book is going to be. They can just read the homage, they can tell, or maybe this will talk about wisdom, or maybe this will talk about ethics, or maybe this will talk about concentrations, they can tell. And not just that, and also they can tell, there's like three set of teachings. And the English translation is not the great one, they call three basket. You know, that's a literary translation called Denisum. That's like three set of teachings. So you can tell, oh, this teaching belongs to which sections, you know, so sections that talk about wisdom, all belongs to one section that talks about ethics, belongs to one category, section that talks about concentration belongs to one category, there's three set of teachings. So that you can tell, just reading, you don't have to read whole books, just reading the titles, you can tell this book belongs to which categories, which section, which set. So then, why they are Sanskrit? Why they don't write in Tibetan? Is their mother tongue, mother language? It's much easier. Why they write Sanskrit? Because Shakyamuni Buddha, when he taught, he taught in Sanskrit. All the Mahayana teaching has been taught in Sanskrit. All the Hinayana teaching is taught in Pali language. So that's why the idea behind, that's for the sake of knowledge, idea behind why that every Tibetan text begins the Sanskrit word, because they believe, or like interpreter, when they translated, you know, this text is not translated from Sanskrit to Tibetan, this text has been written in Tibetan, by Lama Tsongkhapa, written in Tibetan, this is the author of Tibetan, but they've also put Sanskrit. So somehow idea behind that is that you will create the seeds. You create the seeds that will allow you to help maybe in the future. You know, if the Maitreya Buddha teaches Sanskrit, maybe you have some tendency to understand the Sanskrit, because that's considered a sacred language. A sacred language. So now it's kind of a dying language. Nobody really speaks. Only scholar, some scholar they speak Sanskrit now. Used to be language, you know, people speak. Now, you know, very few people, even in India, speak Sanskrit. People speak, scholars can read. So for the sake of knowledge, that's why there's every Tibetan text begins with Sanskrit, all of them Sanskrit, that's the reason behind that. Why homage? To overcome obstacles. So We don't say, oh, I'm so and so, you know, I have this degree, that degree. So don't begin with that. Then every book is free of copyright. Anybody can translate. The author doesn't make even one penny. So they have no intention to make money. All these books free of copyright. There's no copyright. So now when they translate it into English, now there's copyright. You can copy. You cannot copy. So when they now write books based on those things, now you have to copyright. All these books is free of copyright. That, you know, indicates, you know, author has no intentions to make money, just to benefit, you know, just to share their experience. You know. Also, now second part is the homage to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So there comes Singha Thamje, their churches. Then, wishing that all living beings have happiness. May all living beings have happiness. There comes Singha Thamje. All the text that is written by many, many Bodhisattva, such as, you know, Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, written by Shantideva. You know, there's many, there's like 100 different mindful texts. And it is all translated in by His Holiness interpreter, Dr. Jimba, to the Tibetan. He is fluent in English, you know, graduate from Oxford, and also very, like, well-educated in Buddhist philosophy. So I think he translated all of them, now books like this big. Include all the 100 different mindful texts there. I think this is not one of them, but these are most of them. There is written by most of them written by Indian master, Indian pandit. Then the Javier Sundar Chuchi Gadio Jatinam Nyanga Dajeta, all this, you know, this. The Guide to Buddhist Way of Life also been written in poetry way, you know, many of them, right? Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. When you read, a lot of them is like very poetry way of written, poetic, very poetic, very poetic. So all of that, Jaya Sunga Dajen, Jaya Sunga Dajen, Jaya Sunga Chuchi Gajen, Jaya Sunga means the teaching of the enlightened beings. Oh, Jaya Chuchi Gajen, Jaya Sunga Dajen, Jaya Sunga Dajen, Jaya Sunga Dajen, so basically, Lama Zogos is saying that, you know, so, you know, like, our faith is not very, there's something in the West that you people, In Buddhist philosophy, when you talk about faith, there's three different types of faith. It's not talking about blind faith. It's talking about three different types of faith. There's something that not somebody asks you, but it's something that you develop. No. But having knowledge but not having faith, that's problems. But having faith and not having knowledge, that's another problem. But having both of them, that's the better. You know, generally speaking, within the Tibetan lay communities, they have a lot of faith. But what they're lacking is knowledge. That's why His Holiness encouraging them to study. You know, Buddhism is not about just about faith. It's about to learn, to knowledge, to educate yourself. Because why? This mind needs to be trained. You can't just train this mind by believing something. You need to understand why, how to change, what to think. Change requires thinking. Thinking requires knowledge. If there's nothing to think, then there's nothing to think. That's how the mind changes, by thinking. So that thinking requires knowledge. So, So, you know, like, or somebody believe, I believe, that's very shaky. That faith is not really grounded in reason or experience. It's just, or somebody does, then I does, you know. That's kind of shaky. That's like people having a faith without knowledge. Much knowledge about like such like heaven. You ask what is heaven? The very little explanations. Was like same like Tibetan lay community, like taking refuge in Buddha, then ask you what is Buddha, they probably point you to image. That's the image, it's not really Buddha. So then what is Dharma, what is Sangha? They have no idea. But they say all the time Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. No idea. So that's also not good, that good. So that means that faith is not going to be, your faith is not going to be grounded in knowledge. And there's no knowledge, no experience, you know? So that's like very like superficial, that faith is very shaky. So the people who like has a Ongtu means like not much into knowledge, just goes with the group, whatever they believe, so they just believe. Some people, they analyze. They read, they analyze their questions. So then from there, they develop faith. That is much better, you know, more stronger. So then when the experience grow, so then the faith is going to be more like conviction faith, that you are 100% convinced what you are practicing, what you are studying, what you are doing, you are 100% convinced. That's called conviction faith. That's the best one. That's very strong and firm. It's not going to be easily changed. Somebody says something, it's not going to be changed. So other faith could change easily. So anyway, so right now, you know, so faith is not that strong, you know, that's not that strong. It's kind of like hazy, yeah. It's like kind of hazy, you know, it's not very grounded. There's no feeling, you know, it's just hazy. So there's more like blind faith. So that's why the Buddha said, you know, analyze when you buy a gold. In order to find the pure gold, what do? You burn, that's not enough. You cut, that's not enough. You rough the hard surface, make sure there's nothing mixed. That's how you find the pure gold. Buddha said, do the same thing, my teaching. Down the road, better for everybody. Don't just believe that because I say, no, don't just believe, analyze. So when you analyze, then you gain some experience, you then, you know, that faith is going to be rooted in reason, experience, not just understanding, like experiential understanding. When you say, it means something rather than just word. It means something. It kind of moves from inside out. Oh, so that's going to be conviction faith. Okay. So pepu means just like, you know, hazy faith. But that hazy faith can be supported by strong motivations, that faith can be developed. Even though right from the beginning it's kind of hazy, but strong motivation, that faith can be developed, can be rooted into knowledge. Kunoje. Tato Kodyangbe Sherabji, Kodyangbe Sherabji. So then with that, a hazy faith supported by strong motivations, then with the wisdom, as I mentioned before, how you define wisdom, according to Buddhist philosophy, everything that we study based on definition, wisdom, ability to distinguish between what is right or wrong, that's called wisdom. That's the wisdom. Not every thought is wisdom. The thought that ability to distinguish between, you know, something that feels, that's called feeling, you know. So something that can discriminate, oh, this is a cat, this is a small cat, this is a frog. That's called discrimination factors. So that's what you call 5 omnipresent mental factors. Every thought, they rise, coming the 5 of them. Every thought that rise, that's feeling, that's discrimination. There's 5 of them. And every thought that rises, it comes with 5 of them. That's called omnipresent. Omnipresent. It's always present with the thought. Oh. With the primary thought, comes with the 5 of them. Feeling, discriminations. The 5 are rest. I don't remember the English. I only remember Tibetan. So, Jiji leji didu jawasis. So together with hazy faith, supported by strong motivations, so then with the wisdoms, what Lama Tsongkhapa is here saying is jiji leji didu jawasis. So purify. So why? And that, like, you know, purification needs to be done. Can't wait, you know, maybe tomorrow, maybe next month, maybe next year, maybe I will. No, it's not like right away. So what happens, like, when you use one cup, put in the sink, another cup, put in the sink, then maybe tomorrow, maybe after 1 week, the sink will be full. Then it will take much more longer to clean. So, you know, even though you use dishwasher, you have that soap, if you put so much up inside, there's so much to take out. So like that, no, that's just, I commonly use that as an example, but it's not written in the text here. there's no dishwasher in Tibet. Very interesting, everything needs to learn. So when I come here, people there, what they call, they use like string with the clean the teeth. I still cannot do. So I try a few times and like, you know, I can't do. So I was like, probably test, probably require patience, but there's not enough patience. But you know, there's like some teeth here, some teeth there. Easy to do here, but there, like, but we are not used to that. No, I never heard that there's no flaws that doesn't exist in monastery at all. Anyway, so it requires some practice. Even using a flaw, it never requires practice. So when you look at somebody, this looks so easy. When you do a brush, you know, like finger cannot fit inside the mouth, it all gets complicated. Some people with a piece of cake, some people with heart. Quickly, if we don't purify, you know, if we don't purify, there has to have a way to clean our mind. Otherwise, well, there's no hope. Nobody's perfect. Everybody made mistake. Physically, mentally, verbally. Sometimes here, there. So if there's no way to clean, so then that's like kind of like, how is it, depressing. Yeah. It's very depressing. Not just depressing. It's very depressing. No, clean. No. So that purification needs to be done right away. But there's a way to do, based on mantra, based on many different postulations, many different things. Oh, regret is the one of the most important component. Strong regret purifies. So, there are 4 powers. Among those 4 powers, regret is the most important one. Strong regret, that kind of purifies. When you are didi majana rangre lady, rangre lady onten this, and this word. Here, that's how it's like written in poet, how is it? Written in?
Poetry.
Poetic, yeah, poetic. There's a word, there's two of them. Quickly. our there are two words, there are two words, same words repeat again. If you don't quickly purify, then our action is very powerful. Ongtem is powerful, like say now we don't have king, but I say when king says something, that word is heavy. In ancient time, the medieval era, if you break that word, there will be big consequences. The king's or queen's word, the order is people take very seriously. Similar like that, our action is like powerful, strong, powerful. Because you know, you feel bad today, next day you'll feel continually bad. Then after day you feel continually bad. You go with that bad feeling, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. Then you just goes. If you don't purify, it will never just go away. You need to purify. This is it. That's why the purifying, purification is very much emphasized. Means basically means cleaning your mind. Whenever you feel bad, don't get drowned. Don't get drowned with that feeling. You have to lift up your spirit. You have to lift up. You can't just get drowned. Like say, as I mentioned last Wednesday, piece of aluminium you throw in the water, it will sink. But it doesn't have to be sink. You can make it flat, like paper. Throw, it will flow. Same weight. That means if you learn how to purify, you will not get drowned with your feeling, your flow. Lam Rim teaching, Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned, not here in Lam Rim teaching. So, if it's a person you keep weight, or maybe that person will get sick, or maybe that person will go somewhere else, maybe that person will die. But actions, they're never going to get old, never take vacations, never going to get sick, never going to die, unless you purify them. So that's the good things, purify. I think it will definitely help people to overcome from the depression. That's different levels. Some of them are quite strong, so they may no need to take medication. But mild one, probably people could overcome out of depression if they learn how to purify, how to clean their mind. So now, see, so the second line then says, there's two lines talking about important purification practice. Now the second line, deva means happiness, or joy, or pleasure, something that we know, but we have very little choice to choose. Make sense? Deva is dhamma, means another way, means you have little control. Freedom to choose. Something that you see as a happiness or joy, another way to say, thing doesn't go the way we want. When it's come down like that, how much control you have? How much control that we have? Or everything that wants to go in my way, thinking mentally, but practically how much choice you have, how much you can change. So that's part of what it means. Deva shita dhamma means Deva şeyde damar mes. Goal or idea could be something good, but the very method that we use to get that will not get there. Will not get there, you know. So deep down thinking, oh, I want to be happy, but the way you approach to the happiness, it happened many times in our life. It happened many times in our life, you know. So deep down there, you know, if you look very carefully, it may not be very obvious, but deep down, that's the desire to want to be happy. So then we scream, we shout, and we tell people what to do, not to do, you know, like when things happen, something happens, you know, that the method that we use is not reaching our goal. Make sense? What Shanti Deva says, same like this. What Shanti Deva says, Dunga Todu Semirichang, in the Guide to Buddhism Way of Life, Dunga Todu Semirichang, even though you have desire to overcome from sufferings, Dunga Nila, Ngobo Jus, you deliberately go for suffering. What Shanti Deva is trying to say, maybe saying something important, but I may not understand what Shanti Deva is saying. Then when you ask yourself questions, oh, I don't think I go for something that I know there's suffering, I don't really go for that. That's not what Shanti Deva means. Shanti Deva means very method we use to get there, it destroys. It creates more sufferings. Deva Dejan Timombe, second line, Deva Dejan Timombe, even though you wish to achieve happiness, but you destroy your happiness like your own enemy. Do I do that? I don't think so. I don't destroy knowing something's happening, I don't destroy like they're my own enemy. But the method that we use, that destroyed. You know? So that's God was something to pay attention to. So the same here. Dawas is a dhamma, you know, even though we know something's good, but we have very little choice to choose. We have very little power to choose, to make choice. Dubo dubo is a thoma means, if we know somebody is suffering, but we have little power to overcome. But that's why life gets complicated. Everything, friendship, education, house, you know, car, job, you know, like all of that. You know, Everything is complicated. Everything comes with a complication. If you don't think carefully, that's what it means, you know. A thing doesn't go the way you want, a thing goes the way you don't want. So that means now, this requires a lot of thinking. The main thing is to protect your peace of mind, how to do that. Maybe have less opinions, maybe say fewer words, then more words. Then one another mindfulness text suggests, if you are by yourself, what you watch your mind. When you are in the public, what you watch your mouth. That's one text, just here, one text suggests. In the public place, you watch your mouth. If you are by yourself, you watch your mind. So that's one another mindfulness text suggests like that. Duba says, most of our life we are greatly influenced by our actions. Our world, our universe is very much influenced by day-to-day life, influenced by our actions. Our actions influence our universe, our whole world. That's how we see things, how we hear things. Is mainly your perceptions, your idea, is a reflection of your mind. Whether that makes your world more complicated, more miserable, more happier, even though you live in a cave, middle of nowhere, live in a cave, what do you have? Nothing. Mentally, you are very happy. You are, one of the happiest person. When you look around, you have like Milarepa. living on nettle, eating nettle, living in the jungle. Very happy. Like that. Jewa Pache Pache legend, most of our life is very much influenced by our own actions, reflections of our perceptions, reflection of our thought. That's very much, you know, influence our world. Jewa Pache Pache legend. Nyinti Pabha, Nyinti Pabha, Pabha Gujuzo. Jewa Nyinti Gashita. Jewa Nyinti Gashita. So basically, this is all this emphasized on watching three doors. Speech, what we say. Well, if you do not, if you're not worried about happiness, then no, it's not a big deal. If you are really seeking happiness, then what we need to do is we need to watch what we say, what we think, what we do. Oh, three doors. So Gishin Langri Thapa, one of the famous Kadamba masters, he used to be robber. He robbed people during the daytime. Now that's what he do. He live in the mountains. He robbed people during the daytime. Night he go to people's house, steal. He thief. At night he become thief. During the daytime he's robber, bandit, robber. One time probably he met one elder lady on the way, so that lady is about to faint. And Gishin Langri Thapa, he was kind of surprised, and he told her, "I don't eat people. Why are you so scared?" And that kind of that kind of lady's expressions kind of hits him very deep. He realized whatever he's doing is not really good. And from then on, eventually he became monk. And people still don't trust him. It took a long time. In the ancient time, you would go to bake your food, door to door. So eventually, so then one time, maybe after he became monk, still, you know, that habit of stealing things, habit. One time he was invited in somebody's house, you know, that's very typical thing in Tibetan community. If somebody is sick, so you invite monks to do ritual pujas too. So he was invited, sometimes you invite one monk, sometimes you invite few based on your finance, you know, your budget. So Gishin Langri Thapa was invited. You know, then when you then probably sometimes you just read sutras, you just read. Sometimes you do rituals, not always ritual. Sometimes you just read sutras. So then really something then. So then family they offer you the best plate they have, best cup they have, they offer the best vessel, everything. Tea, the best cup, the cup. You know. So Gishin Langri Thapa was offered tea, you know, butter tea. Probably that Tibetan cups, you know, decorated with the silver bottom, silver, what do you call this, cap, silver top. Gishin Langri Thapa was attentive to, easy to put in the pocket. You know. Gishin Langri Thapa was kind of like thinking for all you, using the benefactors, they don't stay in the room. They only come in, offer you tea and lunch. Usually they live, they sit outside. You're not the only one who's reading the text. So Gishin Langri Thapa was touching the thinking, going back and forth. Should I take? Then eventually Gishin Langri Thapa goes like this and he catches left hand, he catches right hand and he shouted, "Gishin Langri Thapa was about to steal your cup." shouted very loudly. All of a sudden owner came in. So like catching, you know, one hand is about steel, one is catching. That means airline right away. Finish. It's happened there, it's finished. There's no bad feeling, it's done. It happened, it's right there, it's gone. Like that. right away. So, so that's why they see, like, action cannot be like kind of postponed. Okay, maybe tomorrow. It's not like purified. So this is emphasizes on like how to practice, you know, how to think about karma teaching seriously, teaching about karma seriously, take that seriously, in order to protect your life, in order to generate healthy mind, in order to maintain a healthy mind, in order to protect healthy mind, in order to generate increase healthy mind, and that mind needs to protect. So that's why. So that Gijin Langri Thapa, why I'm bringing this up, Gijin Langri Thapa said he has three guards with a spear in three drawers, speech, mind, body. He watch very carefully who comes in, who goes out. That's what that means. He guarded his body, speech, mind with guard, with spear. So he watch who is coming in, who is going out. And if something is going negative going out, he won't let it go. Something negative coming in, he won't let it come in. So that's why he said, you know, oh, that's Kadama Bhasa, that's how they practice karma. Or sometimes they like have like different color of stone. There. One negative thought they put here. One positive thought they put here. End of the day they count. Which one is more? If the white stones, the positive stones are more, they rejoice, they, you know, go to bed with happy mind. If the other stones more, so then they work harder. Next day they work harder. That's how they, you know, physically, there's something, visual things, something that helps them, you know, to put. So maybe eventually the apple will create one app. It's a very thing, something negative. Thing, make sound, thing. Then ding, that's not good. They create two different sounds. One is a more pleasant sound, or maybe like bird or something like, you know. So that helps, you know. So right now you have this when you walk. The track, you know, how many walk? Maybe somebody could create something like that, count. You know, like you curse, then bing. That kind of reminds you, oh, no need to read a book, just wear. No need to read a book, just wear. Ding, 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 ding Yeah, maybe there's no need to read a book, just wear. You know, like same like Gishilangata, you know, putting three guards with a spear. Now you just wear and make noise. So, I'm not sure how many people will buy. I will sign up for that. Why things are happening? There's reason. Why things happen? There's reason. It's not like somebody decide, okay, for you is this, for you is that. No. That's philosophically, logically, it's hard to get your head around. No, it's like somebody's all compassionate, like has possessed infinity love, then why you decide somebody suffer, somebody not suffer? That doesn't make, logical doesn't make sense. So that logical doesn't make sense, you know, like, then according to Buddhism, that everybody has to take responsibility. Everybody has to take responsibility. No one person decide. Everybody take responsibility. As I said, take responsibility. Then things could get better. Oh. So, so the, how the action has been created? No, through three roles, body, spirit, mind. That's how the action has been created. Karma has been created. So, not because somebody decided oh, you're going to create that karma, you're going to create that. It's not like that. Oh. So now thinking about teaching about karma, you can read. That's the intensive explanation in Lamrim text, you can read. Then you need to think. As I said, this mind is not going to change by just saying something. Of course, if you're saying something with contemplations, there's possibility this mind could change. Just mumbling words without thinking is not going to change. But that's why, you know, there's a lot of things that require. That's what's called meditations. Meditation is simply thinking. You know, thinking how to educate myself, you know, something positive every occasion, not just when things are going well, when things are going wrong, and to learn how to still think something positive. So it all boils down on the mindset. The mind is good, everything is good. If the mind is not good, no matter what you say, you don't feel good. If the mind is good, even though you live in a cave, you feel very good. Oh, it's all come down now. So then thinking about, you know, natural law of causality or karma, thinking about that, so then need to make choice. Every single day we have choice. We have choice. It's not like somebody decide you have no choice or you are going to be like that. No, we have choice. We choose. Every morning we choose, every day we choose. What we do, we choose. First we think, first there has to be thought. Without thought, nothing can be done. First you think, oh, I'm going to drink, then you make tea, then you drink. Now you don't drink tea without thinking about tea. Do you ever drink tea without thinking about tea? Huh? Do you do anything without thinking? Automatically. Tell me what is the automatic action? That's also about, you know, there are certain things called habit, you know, that you do over and over, but I don't think that you do that without thinking. Even though it's like you do every day, you still think. Right? It requires thinking. Without thinking, I think, even though, like, say...
I think there are two systems of thinking. One of them is a slow thinking, one is a fast thinking.
Mm.
Because the fast one, usually it doesn't go through your processing system. You just do it. For example, you know, like a fireman, you go to your putting out a fire, they are so good in terms of what they are doing, they just do it by intuition.
Mm. Intuition is that it has thought or what?
Because that...
What is intuition? It's like...
Intuition.
Yeah, intuition. Is that thought or what?
No, because it becomes so like a habit already. It's so fast. For example, people fighting, you know.
When people say, my intuition, is that thought or what? Is that thought?
That the intuition... You don't process that anymore. It just comes with automatically. It's a reaction.
Yeah, some thoughts are very fast. Some thoughts take time.
But for example, if you touch a hot stove, you know, So it's automatic action.
Sometimes that happens like, I'm not sure what you call, but, you know, it seems like without thinking, but actually there is some thought there. You know, so like, when I was graduated from monastery, when I became Gishi, otherwise, every 5 o'clock you hear this gong, big gong, What do? You grab your mattress. Then you go to class, debate class. No, you have to carry your own mattress. So now I was graduated because I've been doing this like 30 years. Every day, you know, whenever you hear gong, you grab your mattress, then you're ready to go. So that happened a few times. When the gong rings, then you get kind of like, then you realize, oh, I don't have to go to class. I was graduated. I was done with class. So some that, but that is more like habit. But still, you have thought to grab the. But it sounds like automatic, but it still does. Is that intuitions? Probably that's intuitions. Yeah, that's more like automatic. That's more like automatic. But there is thoughts.
Yeah, yeah. It can be thoughtful if you put into your meditation and mindfulness.
No.
You slow down your action and you think of
it. Yeah. Generally speaking, every action is produced by thought. Generally speaking, you analyze, you know. Because no, it's not like, oh, maybe I will ask somebody to give some thought. It's not like every day we have thoughts, so we can analyze. No? So here now from like few, like maybe like 15 or 20 lines here, that so far I read. So it's all about karma. So then last I said, therefore, whatever Lama Tsongkhapa is explaining, need to purify quickly, can't postpone in order to know, then you will not feel good, you know, week after day, after week, month after month, year after year. So shouldn't wait. What happened if we wait on dishes and clothes, what happened? That piles up. That's exactly, then you know, you don't feel good. Rain, then it's dirty. You know, if you don't take showers month after month, so how you feel? So similar, the mind is not clean. So then how you feel? Better to clean right away, you know, shouldn't wait. with that kind of knowledge or understanding, and also this action, when it's done, there's no, in the computer you have buttons like refresh, undo. Karma, there's no undo, but when it's done, there it can be undo, but it can be purified. purified. Lua meva, teach lende causality, lende karma in Sanskrit, causality. In Tibet it's called lende, le cause, de result, lende cause and effect, lende. Lua meva. Infallible. What goes round? Something good goes round, good comes round. Something bad goes round, you can expect something good will come round. There's not more like not going to happen. If you plant the chili pepper, habanero.
Yeah.
Habanero. Yeah, if you plant habanero, you can't hope for mango. It's not going to be. So it's not going to be mango. It's going to be habanero because you planted habanero. You could put some sugar around. You could set some mango around, but that's not going to turn into mango. You could put some mango around. It's not going to be mango. It's going to be habanero because you planted habanero. So that's why it's called infallible. What goes round, the American, you have seen, what comes round, goes round. What is that? That is karma. Nothing more, nothing less, that's karma. That's what karma is about. What comes round, goes round. If you be nice to someone, then someone will be nice to you. If you're going to be mean to someone, even the animal, they don't like you, if you're mean to them. That's no. So that is definite. Maybe not definite. Maybe you can be mean and somebody's going to be nice to you. No, pretty much. You know, so, yeah, you ask whether somebody believes in Buddhism or not believing, somebody is believing, believe or not believe. You ask them, do you like to be around with angry person? Even the atheist will say no. If the animal can speak, if you ask the dog, ask them, you want to be nice, round nice person or angry person, the dog will probably say, nice person who don't have no religions. So that is definite. Same, that's definite. So that's why causality, what goes down, comes down, that sums up karma teachings. That is infallible. Infallible. With that, so now it's time to make choice. To be negative or to be positive. It's not talking about believing something. It's not talking about that. It's not talking about believing Buddhism or not believing Buddhism. It's not talking about that. Make a choice. Choice. Choose to say something nice or choose to say something nasty. Make choice. Choose to say something good. The minute you wake up, you have choice to think something good. Wow, I still like, can see, can hear, can smell, can taste. That's great. Do we get ever joy, any joy? Probably not zero. Someone there, out there, trying so hard, spending all this money just to see. That's all. Just to see. Just to move the leg a little bit. That's all. How much joy we get moving leg? No, zero. We could get some joy. Why is somebody like spending all this money for what? Just to move the finger a little bit. That's all. Just to grab something. When that person is able to grab something, how much joy that person get? How much joy we get? Zero. We don't get any joy. Precious human life. Precious human life. You know, so yeah, every morning we have choice. We could choose to be think something positive, we could choose to be something negative about our neighbors, somebody. You know, so that's how you make life miserable. So we have choice. It's not like predetermined or here sometimes they call destiny. Predestined. In Buddhism there's no such a thing called predestined. Then predeterminations, no. Every day we make choice. Every day we make choice. You could choose when you have conversation, having conversation with your roommate, friends, or putting things around, you could have hundreds of opinions. Or you could choose not to have any opinions, go with that person. When you think, really think about, is that important? It's not that important. We just make that serious. That things are not serious. We just make it serious, you know, things happen every day. Friend, you know, moving some, going some, cooking something, cooking this, going this leg, going that leg, you know, moving things out here, putting up this here, there. How many arguments people get into for little things? You know, so if we really mindful, that really matters for you? Why is it so important? Is it very important for your happiness? If that person put it there, you'll be 100% happy? That's no guarantee. You know, so ego thing. So every day, you make choice. So then you in the remember, I could say this, but I choose to say this. You know, so but I know. How it sounds? It sounds like giving up. That sounds like giving up. No? Somebody has to sacrifice. Somebody has to sacrifice in order to reach happy atmosphere. Somebody has to sacrifice. If both people stand firm on their ground, this beautiful environment turns into something horrible. Nobody enjoys even a cup of tea. No? They say, having conversation, all of a sudden you talk about politics, then you know, so then you really feel like your ego pushed to express your own view. We don't think, is that very important to really argue or challenge, is that really matter? Maybe it's not really matter. No, it's just, you just feel like your very ego is like controlling you. See, yeah, of course, everybody has opinions. Everybody has opinions. How things should be clean, how things should be moved around. Yeah, so if you think very carefully, oh, maybe better not to have opinions. Long as everything's moved, that's what needs to be done. Everything has to move. So that's the whole goal. How they move, where they, how it move. No, so no, there's a lot of stress. You could be free from stress, not to have any opinions, just. So my point is like every day, if you have like, you know, work with the people, you know, there's people have ideas, opinions, thoughts, then you know, like, so need to be mindful, mind very, very mindful. Oh yeah, teaching the lua mesame, some 2 minutes to dinner, so the 1 minute, lua mesame, ten the kamal in the damgazas. It's time to, if that's the case, what goes around comes out, if that's the definite, infallibles, based on that, it's time to make choice every day. Choose to be kind, be compassionate, positive. You can choose to be positive, even though sometimes it's required to sacrifice some of your opinions. Okay, it's okay. No, it's time to choose. Time to choose. Oh, it's very. No matter wherever you go, I do travel quite a lot. No matter wherever you go, if you be nice to someone, that person is going to be nice to you. Before knowing you are Buddhist, not Buddhist, believe or not, people don't ask that question. If you're nice to someone, they're going to be nice to you. Wherever you go, it's all human, the same human. Everybody wants to be around, everybody likes to hear something good. Everybody likes to see some smiley face. Wherever you go, you know, so wherever you go, you know, so if you be nice to them, they'll be nice to you. If you've been aggressive to them, they'll be aggressive to you. So that's the infallible. With that, so then time to make a choice. Okay, oh, Tarin, make choice, or choice. If you want to, something good to come around, make sure that something good goes around. Guys, it goes around. If you don't want something bad to come around, make sure that nothing bad goes around. Make sure that's make time to make choice. Tarin Nesu Dila Zemasa. From now on, to be very mindful about harsh word, evil thought, physical, not like negative physical actions, sake of your own happiness, sake of your own peace of mind. That's all, sake of your own peace of mind. Oh. If you have peace of mind, if you're happy, people around you will be happy. So that's why. Tonun is a girl. From there, Tonun is a girl of Deborah says, I'm not going to wait, I'll start tonight to think something positive. I'll start tonight. I'm not going to wait. Or maybe what's the best day to think something positive? Or need to look at calendar, what is the most holiest day to think something positive? Don't wait like that. From tonight, I start, you know, when I go home, I start to think. Oh, like that. Okay, all those get up there. Just get up there. That day, Shash, maybe that's a good way to stop here. So then continue, final, two more class, then it will finish. Lama Tsongkhapa's, you know, mind change text, okay. Yeah, Lama Tsongkhapa's, so now.
In the Go Prayer book, please turn to page 191, and we'll recite the praises to the 21 Taras as Lama Tsongkhapa Rinpoche suggested to remove obstacles from the light of the path retreat. It's 191 in the Go Prayer Book. from your sublime abode of the Lord. O Tom, born to the green letter Tom, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the Sri Chan, Tom, please come with your tenants. The gods of the demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara. You who rescue all of our destitute, to you, Mother Tara, in homage. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage to our heroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of your virtue, O Lotus. Homage to whose fate combines a 100 autumn moons is fullest, blazing with thy race resplendent as the sky. Collection, homage, golden, blue, and lotus, water-born and hand-adorned, giving effort, common charity, patient meditation, homage, crown of Tathagata, action, triumph without limit, relight on my conqueror's children, having reached every perfection, homage, filling with Tathagata, whom desire, direction, and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to touch all beings, homage, worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka Ani Vamamaru, honored by the host of spirits, homage with her tread and sound, destroying both magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out rising, blazing in a raging fireplace, homage to the very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions. She with frowning lotus visits, the lips of all men, which at the heart her fingers adorn her with three jewel mudra. My brain masses all excited, all directions filled adorn her. Homage, she's so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of love, her foe laughing with Tathagata, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all her guardians assembled, shaking, frowning with their home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, adorned on her lips a shining, Amitabha in her hair, sending out much sight and turn. Homage, she with sweet the blaze, beyond ending fire abiding, rush that flip and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her fatigues, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, she worships faithful, she who filled his peace nirvana, she endowed with om soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, praises whom in knowledge mantra, arrangement of the 10 letters, homage to the received letter, of the ship of syllables, Mirumandara and India, homage to the younger Hamza, hair-like moon of devil-like form, with white book on Tara Emte, filter-rated spelling poetry, homage to whom God and deity, and the Kinaras do honor, armored in our joyful splendor, she dispelled their dreams in conflict, homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Aitara and Tutare, she dispelled their temptation, homage full of liberating, power God of set of three natures, just as those the spirits righteous, and recorpus supreme today, these praises with their root mantras and prostrations of Psalm 21, page 190 for the prayer of the benefits. Whoever is endowed with devotion to the goddess and recites it with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evening, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate vibrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this grace, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha, if affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being. This by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, will pacify all the sufferings of torment caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. Let's turn to page 263 and we'll read the final Lamrim dedication. From my two collections of essences that I have amassed and working with effort at this practice for a great length of time, may I become the chief leading Buddha for all those whose minds, wisdom, eyes, are blinded by ignorance. Even if we do not reach a state, may I be held in your loving compassion for all lives, Manjushri. May I find the best of completed graded paths of the teachings, and may I please all the Buddhas by my practice. Using skillful means drawn by the strong force of compassion, may I clear the darkness from the minds of all beings with the points of the path as I have discerned them. May I uphold Buddha's teachings for a very long time, with my heart going out with great compassion. In whatever direction the most precious teachings have not yet spread or once spread have declined, may I reveal this treasure of happiness in aid. May the minds of those who wish for liberation be granted bodhisattva deeds, and the Buddha's deeds be nourished for a long time. By even this greatest path of enlightenment completed, due to the wondrous virtuous conduct of the Buddhas and their sons, may all human and non-human beings to eliminate adversity and create conducive conditions for practicing the Eightfold Path, never be parted in any of their lives from the purest path raised by the Buddhas. Whenever someone makes effort to act in accordance with the tenfold Mahayana virtuous practice, may always be assisted by the mighty ones, and may oceans of prosperity spread everywhere. And turn to page 244 and 245 for the short long life prayers. Kanira we kore shin kambi sendan dewa malu juwe ne chere se wan ten zin gyaso yi shabe si de varje ten gyu chi jonu yi analan wang sho tu awa tare tumbo ra so bo lo zang je we de to le pao sho shabe jin gyu la ma so wa de Tupsu chaji jangge gewe Tenjin chongdewe Kunze dopo te Chosum guwe le me tudu Pada sotu jengundu jake
qualified to say good night because Ken sleeps all the time.